7 years ago this week, the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra held its first rehearsal. And with me today is Andy Moran, who is the music director and general manager of the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra, to get us up to date on many wonderful changes. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since I visited with you.
A little bit, yeah.
A lot is going on. You just received a wonderful Artworks grant from the National Endowment for the Arts. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. We're so honored to be recognized by the NEA. This is the fifth year in the last seven that we've received a grant from the NEA.
Outstanding.
And, each one of those grants is carefully looked at by their committees and really reviewed very carefully. And to know that they're seeing the work that's going on here with the youth orchestra and recognizing that is really fantastic.
What are some of the key criteria that are used in establishing who merits this investment?
Well, we all always have to present an explanation of what our program is, the constituency that we serve, the community, the students, what they get out of being in our program. We always provide a work sample, like a short video demonstrating and kind of concisely saying what we do. I know that there are thousands of applications that go into the NEA every year for these types of grants.
What amount is being granted and what will it be applied to?
Well, this year we received $27,000 and that will be applied to our 2013-2014 season and budget. And all of those funds get put into our educational programs, what we're doing to bring in teachers to work with the students.
Oh, excellent.
Renting the Plaza Theater or the Abraham Travis Theater where we have our concerts. And also, really importantly, we make sure that we never turn away any student or family because they may have financial hardships.
So this allows you to provide scholarships for kids?
Absolutely. Every year we provide over $30,000 in scholarships and financial assistance
that's wonderful.
To students that participate.
That is fabulous. Now, how many youth do you serve locally and how many – I at first thought the symphony – youth orchestra was one orchestra.
It's really grown in the last 7 years. We're now 280 students strong.
Whoa.
From all over El Paso and Las Cruces and Alamogordo.
Oh, that's exciting. They're coming down here?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. So the word is getting out, and we now have four orchestras that rehearse on a weekly basis and perform four different concerts throughout the year.
Are they separated by age or by level?
Age and experience. The level of their playing, yeah.
Ah, that's fantastic. What a wonderful experience you provide for all of the youth. Now, we have some performances coming up in which people can see what we're talking about. The El Paso Symphony Orchestra's El Paso Electric Young People's Concerts. Tell us about that.
Well, those are the concerts that the symphony has been putting on for over 70 years now. Mm-hmm. I'm sure many of the listeners were in fifth grade and all took a field trip to go down to the theater.
Oh, yes.
And hear these great concerts that the symphony puts on. And
this is not the youth orchestra.
No,
this is
the professional orchestra.
The program of the regular orchestra.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly. And I'll be conducting those concerts. And we've teamed up with Carnegie Hall, the wonderful venue in New York City. A large part of what they do, in addition to putting on concerts up in New York, is they have a whole education and outreach department that is committed not only to serving the students of the New York area, but all over the country. And we were very fortunate a few years ago to be invited by Carnegie Hall to be a partner orchestra with them.
Yes.
And they have a program that's called Link Up that they have developed with several composers, and they provide the symphony, this wonderful program called The Orchestra Sings. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the concert this year. And the students that attend the concert get a chance to really learn how the orchestra creates melodies, how composers create melodies. And not only do they sit in the auditorium and watch the concert, but they actually get the music beforehand for each of the pieces that the orchestra is playing. And there is an added recorder part, you know, the little recorders that we all play in elementary school.
I was so tickled when I was reading the description of this. It just made me giggle. I thought, that's got to be so cool.
So we're going to have, over the course of our six performances, 12,000 fifth graders in the Abraham Travis Theater with their music, with their recorder, and they're actually going to be playing along with the symphony during this concert. And it's really great because now the students, of course, listen to what the orchestra is doing, but they're also a part of what we're doing.
Oh,
they're
absolutely
engaged, and they're just they're really a member of the orchestra, but just from their seat in the theater.
Now, this is going to be over the next, let's see, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this coming week.
Exactly.
10:30 a.m. and then at 12:30 p.m., so you're going to be running shifts through the
The buses come in and going, and the kids all dressed up. It's really a sight to behold.
Now, do you feel that this, granted, these are fifth graders, but do you think this influences the potential pool of kids who then can become members of the youth
orchestras? Well, I have to say that I was one of the fifth graders in El
Paso. There you have it. That answers the question.
At that concert, and I still remember them playing Leroy Anderson's The Typewriter. And
I
distinctly remember this piece and it being so unusual and mm-hmm. and sitting there and just wondering, like, how does this all get put together?
Mm-hmm.
How do the musicians learn their music? What is the conductor doing up on the stage?
Mm-hmm.
And that really solidified for me, I think, a lot of things that led to me becoming a professional musician and studying music in college and going on and making it my career.
I love stories like that. And most artists have them. Yes, I remember X, Y, or Z, and oftentimes the people who gave them that experience don't recall it, but the individual sure does. And I was delighted to see the number of local entities investing in these young people's concerts.
Absolutely. It's wonderful the amount of support that the community has
Very
for the symphony and for our youth orchestra now, too.
And the affiliation with Carnegie Hall is certainly a delightful one. Now, that's, again, next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, a massive school experience. But the actual Symphony Youth Orchestras, all four of them, will be performing their winter concert. Tell us about the theme, and that'll be a week from tomorrow, I believe, at 5 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater. And that's a ticketed event. Tickets are very reasonable, $12 for adults, $7 for students, seniors, and military. So tell us about that program.
That's one of our four performances that the Youth Orchestra puts on each year. And mm-hmm. we're very fortunate to be a part of the El Paso Symphony and get to use the theaters that they do, the Abraham Chavez Theater and the Plaza Theater. So this one's at the Chavez Theater. And we've entitled this concert Romantic Virtuosity.
Mm-hmm.
All of the selections that the orchestra have been working on for the last several months all are drawn from the Romantic period
Give
of
me
music.
Some examples.
Well, we have some Brahms,
mm-hmm.
a Brahms Tragic Overture. We have a wonderful local cellist, Michael Way, who is a member of the El Paso Symphony, the Las Cruces Symphony, and is also a part of the youth orchestra's teaching staff.
Oh, nice.
And
Excellent.
We've
it's
invited
neat that they
him.
Will get to see him to perform as a soloist.
That's a big thing. For the students to see their teacher
yes.
up on the stage and knowing that their teacher is putting all of their words and advice into
mm-hmm.
practice
mm-hmm.
and in a very practical way. And so Michael will be joining our most advanced orchestra to perform the first movement of Edward Lalo's Concerto for Orchestra in D minor.
Oh, that's going to be just lovely. And as you said, performing in the same theaters, the same places where the professionals perform, is just not the same in the cafetorium, as they say, with the scraping metal chairs and the
exactly.
you know screaming children and great acoustics. So, yeah, it really honors the music and honors the students. What's the youngest age that you take in the youth orchestras?
We have students that are as young as 8 years old.
Eight?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
They've started on their own. So each
okay.
of the students that are in the youth orchestra program have either sought out a private lesson instructor on their
okay.
own, or they've been a member of their school's band orchestra program for at least a year.
At least a year. So it's sufficient. If they don't have a private teacher, they can progress sufficiently
exactly.
in the school system.
Absolutely. And we supplement what the students do
oh, yes.
in their school orchestra or band programs. And it's really fabulous to see the students that work so hard during the school day really invested in music and then to take the time on the weekend to come to youth orchestra practice. You know that they're really dedicated and committed.
What is the schedule, the commitment of time required for rehearsals?
Each of the groups rehearses between 2 to 3 hours per week on either a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So that's time, you know, that they are setting aside from whatever other activities that they may have going on, whether it's school or, you know, their church or their family time. They are completely invested in their instrument and in being a part of this youth orchestra program, and to spend those several hours with us, it's really fantastic.
Do you have a ballpark figure on what percentage of the kids are on a scholarship basis?
Over 50%.
Yeah. Oh, my.
We get requests every year from the families to assist with the tuition that the youth orchestra charges. And in our 7-year history, has never turned away a family or a student because of financial difficulties.
Wow. That's just heartwarming. Very, very exciting piece of information there. And you have something new coming up in May.
We do. This year, we have organized and we're going to be putting on our first Young Artist Piano Competition.
Mm-hmm.
The youth orchestra program up to this point has been serving, of course, the instruments that are a part of the orchestra, so mm-hmm. the strings, the woodwinds, the brass, the percussion. And we realized that the pianist in town...
They're getting left out.
A little bit left out. Of course, they have the many events and recitals that they put on, but we had a
board
member...
Hard to get that gig in a piano bar when you're only 12.
You That's right. So we wanted to give them an opportunity, and through our youth orchestra program, we're going to put on this piano competition May 18th and 19th at the Radford School. Pianists from the ages of 7 to 18 are eligible to apply,
okay.
And there will be awards and cash prizes for the winners.
And you'll have different categories by ages?
We do. We'll have 3 categories, a junior, intermediate, and advanced divisions.
And your judges, have you figured that out yet?
Not quite, but we know that there'll be some of the finest teachers and pianists that are in our area.
Excellent. This is a very exciting program, and there's so much going on. I know folks, apparently, if you have young children, you should be watching for them to be coming home very excited very soon. And I guess by now they've already got their chops up to speed on their recorders. And and did I read right that they're also going to be playing violins?
They can. For the young people's concerts that the symphony puts on, the students have the option of playing the recorder.
Or the violin.
Or the violin. But also there will be some pieces that they will actually sing with the orchestra.
Oh, this is going to be too much fun. Just curious, can the public drop by?
They need to contact the symphony office and see if there's space, because we have over 12,000 fifth graders that
Might
come
be
in.
A bit
and
crowded.
The theater is a little bit packed, but I'm sure we could find a way.
Yeah. Well, I suspect it's going to be more interesting to just wait and hear it from your child when they get home bright-eyed to tell you all about it. And then, of course, the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestras, all 4 of them, will be performing their annual winter concert titled Romantic Virtuosity. And that'll be a week from Sunday, February the 10th at 5 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater, featuring cellist Michael Way. And again, $12 for adults, $7 for students, seniors, and military. And then in May, watch out for that Young Artist Piano Competition for solo piano ages 7 to 18. And for information on any of these matters, you can contact 525-8978, or you can visit epsyos.org regarding the youth orchestras, or epso.org for the regular orchestra. And I want to thank my guest today, Andy Moran, who is a busy man, music director and general manager of the El Paso Symphony Youth Orchestra, and for now resident conductor of the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, occasionally sleeping and eating as needed, I hope. So congratulations on that NEA grant, and thank you so much for coming in to talk with us.
Well, thanks for having me.